This year is being sponsored by Yosef Asino, Zeche Nishman, Shraga Faivo, Gamotcha Ezreel. Allah Shalom. Last few times we're speaking about the halachas of Malva Loiva, Lasila Kenosha, and so on. Today we inquire, if let's say if someone lent someone money, without a shtar, without a mashkin, and the malva wants to be meichel the chayv, does he have to make a kinyan with the loiva that if he changes his mind, the loiva has to pay back? Does he have to make a kinyan with the loiva so that he's not mechuyev to pay, that the loiva is not mechuyev to pay back anymore, or not? As long as he says enough that the loiva doesn't have to pay back. In Taisus Sanhedrin, the Avavam and Aleph is Taisus Bingzal Machoikus Rishainim. The Alochus Gedayla says, just like you want to be Machnamaman to someone else, you need a Maisa Kinyan. So also by Mechila, if someone's Meicho, he has to do a Maisa Kinyan. And without that, the Malva still could be Chayza. However, Taisus himself is Chaylik, and he holds that by Mechila, it doesn't need a Kinyan. And it's different than other kinyanim, which will soon explain why it's different. The Mechaba in Chayshim Mishpat and Simi Yud Beis and Sifchet Paskins like Shita Sataisis that Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. That's what he writes in Simi Yud Beis. Later on in Simi Reshman Aleph, he said he's more explicit. Mechaba says in Sif Aleph, Hanoisim Matana L'chaveyai, if someone gives Matana to his friend, Ben Bekaka, Ben Metatlim, someone gives a present to his friend, Sai by Kaka, or by Metatlim, Eina Makabal Zaycha, Ba Ela Bechme Drachem Shakaina Zaycha Behem. The Makabal is not Zaycha in it, only if he has a Kinyan. He's Kaina, he's Zaycha, then he's only Zaycha in it. The Kimah Shakaina Bechme Drachem Behem, you can say Kuny Hagba, Mashiach, whatever it is, Afila Shalai Bifna Yedem, even if it's not in front of witnesses, the din is kana. If he gives someone matana, as long as he makes one daki kiyanim, he's kainit. If shnei maidim, but both are maida, that he gave him matana, al bedvarim, but they spoke it out, but there's no maisa kinyan, lezach ha-makabel, al-kalecha yochel azabai. If, let's say, that they said, they agreed to each other, that he's going to give them matana, he's going to accept the matana, he doesn't, he's allowed to change his mind. He could be chayza until he does a ma'isa kinyan. And the Sif Beis, the Mechaba says, this is all talking about someone gives him matana. But let's say he's meichel. The Mechaba says in Sif Beis, meichel chaveirai, chay shesh alav. If someone's meichel a chayv, haveza matana, aniknes to dvarim, it's kind of with dvarim alone, dvarim bavad. So you see clearly in Mechaba Paskins, that in both places in Simi Yabez and Simi Reshman Aleph, that Mechila, you don't need a Kenyan. Someone's Michael, you don't need a Kenyan. And in Shainim, there are two reasons why Mechila does need a Kenyan. There's a Chulis of Ashba in Chelk Aleph, in Simon Aleph, Lama Gimel, and the Beis Yosef quotes it in Chashimish for Simon Kuf Tzadikai. The reason why Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan, because Mechila is not Akna, it's only Silik. I'm just being misaled from it. Because the Malva right now doesn't have any schuis moments in the end. It's all, he raised Makna, but he gave the money over to the Laiva. The Rega, when he gave the money over from the Malva to the hand of the Laiva was kainit. And it comes to the money, it belongs now to the Laiva. So now the Laiva has a chiv moment to the Malva. And to misaled the chayv, you don't need a kinyan. So now if he says, I don't want it anymore, I'm Michaelit, so Meira, you don't need a Kinyan then. It's only Siv B'Yama, so it doesn't go to the halachas of Kinyanim, and Meira, that's why the Rashba says, Mechila ain't a Kinyan. That's one reason that's brought down Yishayim. The second reason is Ritvah. Ritvah brings down in Kedushim that says, Vavim Aleph, he says, Mechila is like a Matana. And Inat Mitznara, Afkor and Silik, it's Aknoz Chayv Malva Laiva. That's the way the Russian uses. You're marked over from the Malva to the Laiva. Even though there's no Aknoz moment, it's a Chayv and a Shibud, that's in the shusuf, that's right now in the shusuf laiva. So it's enough with a kinyan kolish, enough, the rediba alone is enough, and you don't have to do a ma'aser kinyan at all. You're not required to do a ma'aser kinyan. So the Ritva learned, it says different reason. Rashi says it's only silk ve'alma. And the Ritva says like a kinyan kolish, and type, this type of kinyan kolish, when you're makna over, it can help enough with diba alone. The makna Ephraim in Hilchos Chiyum Matana brings down this machlokes rishonim. And Machna Ephraim says, Hilchos Chiyum Matana Simin Aleph, he says, the nafkamina between those both reasons is if the light is not maskim. The Bible wants to be Michael, say, rent him $1,000. And now he says, I don't like Bible, says, I'm Michael. The light says, no, I want to pay you back. And he's not maskim to it. He doesn't want his mechila. So according to the Rashba, that learns that once he speaks out, he's Michael, then it's a stalik shibudai. So even if the Leiva doesn't want it, still, the mechila, since the Leiva has no shachas to this, so melech Michael, even in balkacha of the Leiva. Huh? Do you need aidus for such a thing? As long as he knows about it, if the Leiva knows about it, the people know about it, it's enough. That's also good enough. As long as he's my dad, and he's my chal, then it's enough. Okay. However, according to Ritva, the mechila is like akna. So Mela, the Leiva says he's not merutza, mechila is not zaycha. Since he's not, he doesn't be zaycha, you need to ask come up the Leiva to this. Since the Leiva is not maskim, so Mela, is the Leiva still, he'll still have to pay back the malva. So that's what Machafraim says, is that's what the Machlokes is telling. If he could do Mechil Balkocha or not. However, the Machnafraim ends off, that's Efshe, even according to Ritva, Ritva be Maida, that helps. Because since it's Aknab and Mela, so even Balkocha of the Leiva, it will help. And he brings rise to this. Alright. Is a Tshuva. It's not Ribbis. He doesn't have to pay back. If he wants to give him back a matana, he can give him back a matana, but there's no chiyuv tashlumin.
Would there be another nafkamina whether it has to be between the malva and the loiva? Because if it's haknah, he has to be giving it to the loiva.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Like I said before, it's not the regular kinyanim. It could be not. It's not goes the coin for. It's not the regular kinyanim. Right.
So does it have to be, actually, I can tell somebody else I'm loyal this loiva.
Right. Yes. Yes. The Tshuva and Shalom Meshiv and Chedek Dalet Simch of Gimel, he is on the suffix of the Machna Ephraim. Well, he doesn't stand in Machna Ephraim is suffix. He says, if you look at the Gemara in Baba Kama, then the Pek of Niach Lamehema Beis, the Gemara says, Tano Bechitim, right like the Sayim Pata. There's so many times that you owe me Chitim, and he says, yes, I don't know Yechitim, I owe you Sayim. So Allah is Pata even on the Sayyim. So Rashi speaks out, this is a Lashon of Rashi. After Midmei Sayyim, he doesn't have to pay Midmei Sayyim. Why? So Amar Lai Tavea, Lav Sayyim Yavalach, Vachula Macho Gabe. He was Michaelet. And Sayyim speaks out the Taisis, in Taisis over there, in Lamanheim of Beis, is Mash also, Mechila helps, Balkocha of the Leiva. So it comes out, it seems that most Rishonim, even in the Rishonim, right, according to where the Machfayim ends off, where Shalish Moshev learns that there is no Machlekes, Mechila helps Balkocha of the Leiva. That's what Vice says. However, in the Achreinim, you find there's a Shtikl Machlekes on this. Rabbi Yosef Langel, in Giyayne Hashas, in Gittin Daf Lamavav, he has the Kasha. We know that, going now the 7th year of Shemitah, this end of this year, everyone's going to have to make a Prisbol. So the Yosef Langer and Gayon Hashas asked the Kasha, the Lechaya, why did Hillel have to misaken a Prisbol that you have to make it before the end of Shemitah? Moshe this year before Rosh Hashanah, everyone makes a Prisbol. Why do you have to misaken this? What all the Marvels should do, they should mark this man, say, you have to pay me by Rosh Chodesh Elo, pay me by Rosh Chodesh, by Rosh Chodesh Ir, Rosh Chodesh Leor, to Macheshren. So you can mark if the everyone should be mark if the Lahava. Instead of paying up before, they have to pay. They pay up before for Rosh Hashanah. I say, listen, you still owe me money. You don't have to pay me until after Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Chodesh Macheshvan. So Meira, there won't be Meshamet then, because Halach is that it's only Meshamet when the Chiyuv Tashlum comes before Rosh Hashanah. But if the Chiyuv Tashlum is only after Rosh Hashanah, then it starts like Rosh Hashanah. So Shmis is not Meshamet. So the Chayyah should help. And how are you going to say, who says you have a right to be Machavit? There's a Shach in Simon Ein Gimel, Sifkan Hei, says that someone owes you money, you're allowed to be Machavit as man. Even without, and Mechila ain't Tzach Kinyan. Since Mechila ain't Tzach Kinyan, I can Machavit as man. He can't say, listen, the Leiva can't say, I don't want you to be pushed off. I want it to Chiv still be before Shoshanah. So just like he can also be Machav to Chizman also. That's what the Shach says. So now, so he has the Kasha. So he'll have to Masakal in your Puzzle, push it. Everyone should be all the Malvas, she Machav to Chizman, and that's it. So the Bias of England says, since you need that scum of the Leiva won't be Maskim. So Mela, that's you need Takan of a Puzzle. That's what the Gion HaShad, that's what the Bias of England says. However, the Sefer Mishnah Yosef argues, and he says that a Malva can do it also by Kocha the Leiva. So Lechayah is telling this Machlokes, this Machlokes Chayin is kind of the original Machlokes Chayin we had the Rashba Ritzva. But in the Maskoni said, the Machnafraim says that, and the Shreya Maisha holds, there's no Machlokes, everyone holds the Mechil Hals by Kocha. So you have to say, the reason why the Masakin in the Prisma, that there's another time. You know, once someone wants to be Machav the Zman, he could do it. Or he has a choice, he can write a Puzzle. Lamaisa, Ladina, we paskin, Mechir, Tchayim, you don't need Kenyan. And also, Mashmoy, Tzapaiskin, is he allowed to? The Malvaz, Alti, Meichel, even Bakach of the Leiva. There's a Divik Reinim in Kal Nun Zayin, Oisalaf, he brings down many Paiskin that hold that even Shleib of Nei Leiva, you don't need a Leiva in front of you, you're allowed to Meichel in front of Nei Leiva. And the same thing speaks out to Chashulchan in Chashemishvin and Reshmem Alas Sifkan Dalet. Because he's Maisev the Chiddush, which I don't think everyone agrees to. He's Maisev that is only talking Dafka, it was the Svada to the Leiva of Mechila. So since he was Zaycha and Maisev, he's Zaycha Maisev, but if he's dying, he doesn't, the Leiva doesn't know about it yet, then the Malva could change his mind. But I think Mashmoy Sapaiskim is not like that. All right.
Question?
Yes.
Isn't there a difference between Marshal Gizman, where you're by Shemitah, where you're not doing the guy a favor, you're hurting him? You can't do that, Balkar
Faye. So, but Shas says you could, because Mechila helps the king, you have a right to do it.
He says that by Mechila, he doesn't say Rachov Gizman.
He talks about Chavos Zman,
but not for Shmita.
He doesn't mention Shmita. He doesn't mention Shmita. So Chayv him.
So it's a detriment. I can do a detriment to the guy. I can enhance it. Let him.
What? Can Chayv to pay before him?
Yeah, but here I'm.
But here I have a choice to make. But I have a choice. I can make a Puzzle. So Moshe, you have to pay anyway.
Okay, but the cash is not a cash.
I can
make the
Puzzle. Oh, I hear. Okay. So until now we're talking about Mechila Balpeh. What about if the Malva has a star? Or has a mashkin? Do you need a kinyan or not? Because now he has a shtar, he has a contract showing all the money, or he has a mashkin of his. Maybe, does the malva need a kinyan? If the malva is meichel, does he have to do a kinyan or not? And also, as in var, what about ksav yadai? If let's say he writes in his hands, I owe you, does the mechila need a kinyan or not? So, like usual, it's a machlekes hapaiskim. There are more in chashemishvid, in simmerish, meralav, sivbeis. He quotes a Matchan Sanhedrin that says even he has a shtar or a mashkin, that's a mechila, it's a ksida mechila ve'idiva be'alma. That's a lashon of the mechaba. Afila hayalai shtar and mashkin have mechila de'idiva be'alma. And the Sma speaks out there in Sifkan Zayim that the malva, if he's meichel, he has to do be'alma, and he should turn the shtar to back to the leiva. Or the mashkin, she gave it back to the life of the mashkin, if he was Meichel Schaif. That's what the Sma writes in Simen Shmon Aleph. However, the Sma in Simen Yud Beis, in Sifkan Chaf Aleph, there he says the Chav is only talking with the Shtachar is not to be out of Malva. But if the Malbat is Tachayv, then Mechila, without he needing a Kinyan then. The Smash Shtickle sends himself. So Shach is his Kasha. The Shach, in Simim Yubayis, if come down, is a Kasha. The Tachayv is seeing Smash. Besides that, he says that the Smash saying connected around more. Ramah says in the religious according to Ramah in the Sim Reshmanav says you don't need a Kenyan. So therefore the Shach ends off with Dina in Sim Reshmanav Sivkan Dalet. It's a strike of the Dina. And you put the money in Maman the Yara Musik. Who's the Musik here? The Leiva. The Hashur says clearly, he says it's a strike of Dina. The Hashur says it is like Ramah that you don't need a Kenyan. That even if he has a star, even if he has a star on Mashkin, Mechila helps with Diba alone. You don't have to do any Kinyanim. What's the Machlaikas? Shtar Mashkin needs a Kinyan or not? In the Paiskim, there are two reasons. The Bach and the Shach. The Bach and the Shach and Choshe Mishpat, Simon Yud Beis, and Sifkat and Yud Zayin. And any time he speaks out the Tumim, in Sifkat and Ches, that Shtar and a Mashkin, the Mechila needs a Kinyan. Since it's a move of Shtar, why do you need a Kinyan? Explain to Swole, why do you need a Kinyan? Since it's a move of Shtar, a move and always Shtar, you can even correct from Mishabadim. So it comes out like he stick like Mashkin Shtar is like a Muslik in the Chayv itself. Since he has a Shibud, since the Malva has a Shibud on the Chasim of the Leiva. So it's like a Kinyan Ksas. That's what the Bach speaks out. Even though it's Paskin, like by Tzilo, the Shtar Oymer Ligvais, Lavka Gover Dame, still, there's a Chuvah Sar Rashba, in Mechesa Sar Rashba, in Simen Kuf, that says, even according to Beis Hillel, that says, you consider a Musik, even according to Beis Hillel, you still consider a Musik Sas in the Chayv. So Mela, he's not Mistai Kim, Mistai Chayv, only at the Kinyan. So it comes out, that it's worse than Baal Peh. Baal Peh, everyone has Mechila in the Kinyan. But when it's a Shtar, or it's a Mashkin, then for sure you have to have a Kinyan, because he has like a Chelik in it. And to take away that thing, you have to Mamash be Makna over. However, the Paiskim, they argue, that say, it's like a move of Baal Peh, that it's, you don't, even if you have a Shtar, even though there's a still ksas a kinyan nixer aliva, however, it's not a shibud; it's only like an arvus to chayv the gufa the aliva has to pay. So maybe when the malva is meichel the chayv, it's poka the shibud also in the chasim. Maybe it's poka the shibud in the chasim. So maybe since he's meichel, so malkan when there's no aliva, there's no arv. So maybe the halach is that the swar of the paiskim hold that. It's as long as it's Masalik, it's enough, and you don't need a Kinyan. And it's enough even by Shtar and by Mashkin, the Chil B'Peh helps, and you don't need a Kinyan. That's one Svar. Dorach HaShochen, in Reish Mem Aleph, in Sifkan Gimel, and same thing from Sma, he says a different reason. He says a very glatt reason. Since the Malva is still Masik in the Shtar, or in the Mashkin, he's holding on to it. So there's no real Gemiris Hadas Mitzad Malva. If he really wanted to be Meichel, he should have given over the Shtar. Since he's still Mazik, he still holds the Shtar in the Mashkin, it's not a Gemiris Hadas. Even though he speaks out the Peh, he speaks out clearly, I'm being Meichel, but since he's still Mazik, the Shtar in the Mashkin, he shows that his name, he didn't come Vada De Achlota to be Meichel. So Mela, it's not a stock manner, and he's not doing a B'lai Sholem. So Mela, to be to Kenyan to be Chal, you have to be, if you do a Maisa Kenyan Mamish. If you don't do a Maisa Kenyan, then the din is, it's not good, because you take on, there wasn't complete Gemir Sadas. Because why is he holding on to his Shtar? Must be, he's holding on to something still. So man, it's not a proper Kenyan, until Mamish, he Mamish gives it over to him. However, the place came to argue, said that he's, since he's mighty, he's Meichel, and there's Edom around there, he's Meichel, the Mechila helps, even though he still has the Malva, still is holding on to Shtar Mashkin. Yeah. Huh?
What happens if he's forced to do it?
When are you forced?
A guy says, you know, I'll give you back so much money, but he really owe you more, but if you want it for the rest. I'm really not moichel it, but I want the son of
a if I, if I give a star over,
even though I can't believe children because I'm really not moichel, but I just want to get my, the rest of my money back.
Still, if he does it, gives it over, and looks like he's being moichel, then what's he giving a star for then?
Because he's forced to.
Well, who's forcing him?
He wants to get part of his money back. Well, moichel, a guy owes you $10,000.
So that's something else. So there's ways around that. There's ways that you can be moichel medar. You can be moichel medar. If you're being forced, so the eight says to be moichel medar. You go over to two Edom, and you tell them, I can't get my money. I'm being forced. So I go over to two people and tell the two people, listen, I'm accepting 70% of the amount of money, right? Of the amount of money. But I really not moichel 30%. And after that, then you go ask the entire 30%, you can do that. You can moichel medar.
Even though you're right.
You're allowed to be moichel medar. So foolish in Shulchan Aruch, and it's advisable to do when people are pushed to a corner. If you could do it. But it doesn't always help. It's an etzah, but it always doesn't help because the cost of going to the interior and going after that, this is etzah.
They're
still chayv de shemayim. You have to, if he gives you the money, you can send them a letter and tell them, listen, you got 70%, I accepted it, but you know, you still have chayv, I was moichel medar, you still chayv 30%. You could do that. They're probably what? You're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Of course he won't appreciate it. Okay.
So what I'm saying, when you're saying it's a front of your staff, you don't need a king, you just have to give him back the star.
Right, yeah.
But you don't need a king, just give him back the star.
Give him back the star.
He said it's a front of your staff because he didn't give it
right.
Back.
Was he good? If he gives it back, then if he gives it back, then it's
going.
All right. Okay. All right. What's an afkumina and pididos? Two time him. We said that two time him. What's an afkumina between the time of the Bach and Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Sma? What's an afkumina? Is a common afkumina is ksav yadai. Ksav yadai of the Leiva. And I, the Malva doesn't have a shtar, it's signed by Edom. He has a handwriting or IOU from the Leiva to the Malva. They owe him the Chayv. So the nafkamina will be nafkamina. Because it says in Chayshe Mishpat, in Simon Samuel Tessif Aleph, that by Milvah Peh, you're not going to Mishabadim. So it comes out according to the time, the first time he's in, the Mechila won't be Chav or Mokam, where the Malva has a Tzask Sinyan, and it's a Leiva. That's only when he says he's going to Mishabadim. Well, here now he can only collect from Ksav Yadai, and he can't collect from a Shabbatim by Ksav Yadai, so the Chayv is not still like it's collected. So Mela, the Chayv could be Paka, even Bediba Ba'at, by Ksav Yadai. But according to the second reason that says there's no Gemir Sadas, so there's no Nafkimina between Ishtab, Eidim, and Ksav Yadai, Leiva, since the both are Machir, he has a Chayv still. You don't know if he's Melech Abloh Sholem, since he still has the Shtar. He either has the Shtar with Edom, or he has the Shtar with Ksav Yadai. But Lamai Saladina, there's no Nafkamina, because the Shach said already that the Svek of the Dina, if the Mechila needs a Kenyan by Shtar and Mashkin, so in Mela, the Mammon is Biada, Silak Biada Leiva, because he's the Muzik. And according to Achashimon Vada, it's Biada Leiva. Since it's us, since we pass from the Dina, like the Amor, the Mechil Bishtar, and Mashkin, you don't need a Kenyan. So that's the same thing also, Tzav Yadai, you won't need a Kenyan. Just as interesting, there's a Mechaba. Mechaba says, passing like the Shitas Rambam, by Sveke de Dina, Tvisa helps. So in Mela, someone, if the Malvus touches the money from the Leiva, he could tie in a kimli like the Paiskim, the whole Mechila is not a Mechila. Since the Mechila, you need a Kenyan. And the Leiva is still Chuv to Kedah Chuv. So that will come out according to the Shach. That Tvisa would help. So it comes out, we spoke about now, about Mechila by Bilba Balpeh, Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan. Mechila, Bishtar, Mashkin, is Machot to the Paiskim, the Shach of Sveke de Dina. And he said, Kimle, that he could hold on to the money, he doesn't have to pay him. And according to HaShukh of Hashem, he doesn't have to pay him. Now, we'll talk about a third type of case, if someone's Meichel B'Leiv. The third level. First, talk about pe. Then we talk milu b'shtar. B'shtar. Now talk about the lev. Someone's meichel. If the mouth is meichel b'leishalim, if that mechil helps or not, and if he says and he was life b'leishalim, can he be taveya? Can the mouth be taveya afterwards the money or not? Now that it says he's meichel b'leishalim, the piska achayshin. In Din Avor, Perikid Beis, and Sifkan Yalf, when a person, that's what all the priests can talk about, that when a Shaila, a person can is Meichel Lasholem, the Mechila helps or not, is talking with his Mamish Goma Bedaitai. He say, if he thinks about it, it's not enough. He has to Mamish Goma, I decided I'm not going to convey the money. He was Baifa Mochlet that is Meichel. But he's not thinking about it, and that it's not called Mechila. It's Daima, I once spoke about in Hichot Stoka. In the Chesaka, the Allah is a home achlekes a paiskim. If machshava helps by tzedaka, it's said I want to give $1,000 to tzedaka. So we did 2 days in Ramah in Reish Nuchesin Yodaya. So the home achlekes and machshava helps or not. So Chashulchan speaks out over there that when a person's machlek, let's say a person going to a drasha, the guy's getting up there in a shul, he's saying a drasha, he's collecting for a certain type of organization. He's a great speaker, and he's very inspiring. So at the beginning of the drasha, you decide you want to give $1,000. As you get to the middle of drasha, you go down to $500. By the end of the drasha, you decided to give $100. So Shailas, you have to give $1,000. We won't spoke about it this year. So I mentioned that the Chashulchan says, which is very glatz asvar, which I didn't see anyone disagree, but he's 100% right. He says, that's the gomer b'daitai. Stop thinking about it. Then your mind goes different parts. Like I said, 1,000, 500 is all day around. Starts with 100, 500, 1,000. The Chashulchan says, "Has to be gomer b'daitai." Has to be 100%. I'm going to give this, and that's it. That's when it's the shailas when they give it to some machshava. Does it help at machshava tzedaka if you have to give it or not? That's the machlokes. If it's not gomer b'daitai, then it's nothing. Has to be mamish gomer b'daitai. Here also. Like the Pesach Hashi says, Asi Mamish Kremer, he's Machel Vedaita, he's Meichel. So it's such a case with the Mechila help or not. So it's a Machlaikas HaPreiskim. The Mashal, and it's Pirish on the Smag, Mashal says, he says that someone's Meichel B'lai Shalom, and now, he said that he guy owes me $1,000, I'm Meichel $1,000. 2 days later, he meets the guy, he gets in a fight with him. He didn't tell him he was Meichel yet. The guy he wants to take, he doesn't know about it yet. For some people, he got a machloi with him. Now, he's going back and tevei the money. Can he be tevei or not? Zakta Mashal, he cannot be tevei. Because tviya, mechila, balev, is sim mechila. Even though the shtar is still in the hand of the malva. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis of Kvdala Malv says, Amana, that she's living in the house for 25 years. And she did not collect her ksuba, we say, Vada, she's Meichel. Even she didn't say anything. But she did for 25 years, she didn't go collect the ksuba. The din is that she's Meichel. She didn't speak it out. So you see, Mechila B'Lev helps. That's the raya the Mashal brings. 1 second, let me finish. Huh? She was Meichel. She's Meichel. Why is she Miyayish? She's sitting in the house and so on. What do you mean it's too hard? You can do it. You go to a bezin, you work it out. The Divrei Gaonim and Kalman and Zion, I say, Bizan, the same thing holds. The Chuvin Yavitz and Chazal from Zion, and also the Chuvin from Chidor and Chayin Shaw, some of your days. The Mechila, the Lev helps.
Can you talk about with a star or without a star?
Huh?
Does he have a star or doesn't have a star?
Even with a star. Doesn't make a difference.
If he has a star,
we came out of the Maskana, even if there's a star, Mechila helps. Now we're going a step further.
With
Mechila Lev. Right. So that's what the Mashal says. However, the Ksais Achayshin and over there in Simeon Bay Sivkan Alf, he argues on Mashal. He says, where is Mashal going to say such a thing? Where do you find Mashal that helps? Even by Higdish and by Hefka and by Neda, you need Diba Mamish. And only you find that Kachim is there, it helps Mashal. Because it says in the Pasuk, Kolmadiv Lev. But anyway else doesn't help. So therefore, the Ksais argues on Mashal, and he says like this. He brings on the Chuvus Marit. Maharit says a chiluk like this. If you do a chalaylam, what's the libay? Masha cheskes gimel shanim. The one says cheskabatim in Babash, the third parak, talks about cheskes gimel shanim. If I'm using someone, I'm living in someone's kaka for 3 years. He doesn't say he's Michael. He doesn't say he's not Michael. And he's not Michael. But still, it's Machshava. Everyone knows. For 3 years living there, and he wasn't Michael. He didn't say anything. So he's Michael. So it's not Sidron Shabalev. But said a place which Yedua, which not Yedua, was Machshavah, then Sidron Shabalev doesn't help. So Mela, it's a case of 25 years. But Ksuba, where she wasn't going to Ksuba, so it's Yidula Koha Machshava, she was already Michael. 25 years, you don't go, you're living in the house, you don't say, go cook your Ksuba. So, Mastama, she was Michael. He brings other eyes to it, and the same thing, Nesivas. Nesivas says, I agree with the Ksais. He says, the Mashal is wrong, I agree with the Ksais, Ksais is right over here. And Nesivas speaks out, Biurim Sifkan Hei, he passed like the Ksais. So now you have a chokis mashal. Yeah, but still, if he doesn't say anything,
if he doesn't say anything,
it belongs to him. I lived 3 years, and you're not my chet, if it is it. It says this whole night, it says it's bringing this as a raya. Okay? Alright. So anyway, so the Dina, the Machlaikis, Mashal, Tin Ksais, and the Sivas. Since it's a Machlaikis, so Ema, Haitzim, Yara Musik. So the Leiber could say that the Leiber is Machlaik in the money, he could say, Kimli Kim Mashal. I don't like the Ksais, I hold like the Mashal. That Mechir Balev is considered a Mechila. According to this, you say, there's some number of Stotli Chidushin come out from this. The Achreinim said like this: if the Leiva reminds himself that he owes, he has a Chayv Yashan. He reminds himself, I borrowed $1,000 years ago. That I owe this person money. And he comes to the Malva. The Malva says that since such a long time ago, I already was Meichel already on the Chayv. I was already Meichel. So Leiva Katayna. Kimmy Kapaiskin, the Mechila Leib helps. And he doesn't have to pay, even Lotzit De Shemayin, I'm going to pay. And Adarabah, if the Leiber didn't know of the Mechila, the Ma'av of the Mechila to Medeim, that was Mechlet, and he's parted from paying. That's one thing. So someone has Ot Chayv, he comes to the Ma'av, and the Ma'av says, I was Mechlet a long time ago. Then he can't come in the other and come asking for the money. Another thing, let's say, if someone works, he works his employee. he did a shidduch, not a shidduch, a real estate deal. Shidduch put the two people together. He did put it in, and he never thought that you pay money. He's a batlin. He doesn't know you put two things together. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that you get a percentage, 3%, 5%, whatever it is. He didn't know about it. And after he finds out that the market price, they always. The people always paid for putting together the deal, so he's allowed. He found out afterwards he could be tameya. It's not called mechila b'leiv because the sivus only talking about if he knew about it, he could be tameya, and then he was meichel b'levi. But over here, he didn't know of this minute to take schar. His kavana wasn't to be meichel on the money, so it's that he's supposed to get. So meis k'sira b'chil b'toyes, and he could come and collect his money. Same thing as shidduch. A girl talks a 18-year-old girl talks to Shidduch. She doesn't know anything about Shatchanis and so on. She's too naive. She doesn't know about Shatchanis. And she does a Shidduch. And after she finds out that people pay money for it, you have to pay her. Even she know about it. Because I, she says, didn't know about it, so I was Michael. So the Chibu Toy, she doesn't know. If the norm is to pay, and she didn't know that you'd get money, it's not considered Mechila then. Another case. Someone, an employee, was working for his employer for many years. And when he started working on the job, the employer promised him, I'll give you this benefit. He promised him the golden gicklin. I'll give you 2 weeks vacation. I'll give you this bonuses. I'll give you everything. He promised him everything. And all the years he worked, he didn't get a dime. Nothing. no vacation, no bonuses, no nothing. And then he fired him. He fired him. After a number of years, he fired him. So now the pilot wants to tell about all the past, you know, past years, that it benefits from all the past years. So he saw, and the pilot was saying, until now, I wasn't Tavea Dischusim. Why? Until now, I wasn't Tavea. Because I knew if I were Tavea, the Baba Bas will cause my choikis. He's a tough person. He's ish kosher. And I know if I start asking him, you know, he promised me this benefit. He says, I never said it. I don't want to pay you. Don't drain me a cup, whatever it is. So that's why not. But now he fired me. Now he let me go already. I want to get back all the thousands of dollars of what he's supposed to give me, all the days off that I never took vacation, all the time he's been there for me. I want from all these years, I want to pay me back. So according to the din we said to now, he could be Tavea. Why? Because the Mechaber says in Choshen Mishpat, in Tzadiches Sif Aleph, that even in Shor Kamashonim, if I owes money for many years, like Tavai, and the Leila wasn't Tavea, and I'm in the Mechalai, there's no statute of limitations. Once you are borrowed, you have to pay back. So maybe the Payal could be Tavea, or Tzchusim. The Frat, in our case, he has a good Amasla over here. That he, the reason why he's quiet all the years, because he don't want to make choikas with his employer. So he has a good Torah, and he's a choyev to pay.
He has to
work out with the proof. We're talking about the guy that's in the thing over here. Also, and same advice to Nesivis. Nesivis and Simi Yabes of Kanhei, he holds back to my rib, that you don't go by some Achshavtai, Rakhtim is Umdu Namuchach. And over here it's Umdu Namuchach, that he wasn't Michael. So in Mela, he's Mechuyif to pay. However, the Nesivis says in a big chiz, yeah.
What's the difference between being Michael and making something else? Somebody owes me money, yeah. And I know I'll never see. So I'm going to say, I'm Michael, I'm never going to, the $100, or I'm saying, hey, Tefker, I'm never going to. What's the difference between Tefker and Mechuyif?
I can do both ways. Either way is okay.
There's no difference.
No difference.
I'm on the other band. Yeah.
Mechuyif is on the other band. Yeah, okay, all right. But he could be, he could say, he can't be mafka. He's right. He can't be mafka. Something you don't have here now. The money was spent already.
Mind the case when you think you're going to get $1,000 or $500. You need mirzat. What's the mirzat? You have to say.
You have to say it in your mind. You have to have in mind that you have to be going. I'm going to do this, and that's it.
According to Mashal, when you.
Right, correct. To be in the Mechila, right.
Why by the Ksuba do we say after X amount of years we consider the Mechila and by alone you don't say that?
Huh?
By the Ksuba you said we assume after a certain number of
years. Why it says, because he's sitting in the house the whole time, he should have collected Ksuba. He's there where all the money is. Why is it collected? Why should he collect it?
So as opposed to a regular loan, we don't have an.
Right, correct. Right. However, if you look in the Sivas and Simeon Bays, he says a bigger chiddush. He says the whole din of mechila leiv, if it helps or doesn't help, is talking dafka on something which he was very nischayim himself. Marshall, if the leiv about money, so you need umdu namuchach, that the mavo is meichel. But let's say if someone says to me, dare me, come and live in the, I have an apartment, live in the apartment. Achmei, let's go eat lunch. Eat together with me. And he says he's das to Meichelim. Now if he can live in the, when he lives in the apartment, he's Meichelim to pay the rent, or he's paying his meal, so he's taking him out to dinner. If das is if he says it's das to Meichel, then it helps Machshavtai. It's like he gave him a tana b'shas Meisa. That's what the Nesivis speaks out. The mocker of the Nesivis is Emerson, a Truman's Hadeshin, which Ramah quotes in Reish Memvav Sif Yud Zayin. This is what the Ramah says. He quotes it to an interesting Ramah. And let me finish Ramah before you jump at me, okay? The Ramah says like this. If someone tells someone, come and eat with me. Let's go out for lunch. He has to pay what he eats. Yes, even invite him to eat. He has to pay what he eats. We don't say give me a matana. Someone that says to the shidduch, And he says he's going to give 2 years kes. 2 years kes. He's given. And he's eating there 5 years now. So Dr. Amor, which is a Shumas HaDeshev earlier, it says that Soan is Maicha Chasnoi with his daughter, son-in-law and daughter. Yosem is Mana Katsavla, more than the time the 2 years they made up. Soach HaChasem L'Sham is Yosem Kishut and Mana. Now he's eating for 5 years. I could go over to him after the 5th year. He says, you owe me, I promise only 2 years. You're eating now for 5 years. Pay me back for 3 years, all the support I gave for you. For your daughter, that I can't. Your daughter, I can't do such a thing, even though she's married. But the Maisa, but God, by you, you got to pay me all the mezainis, I put all the money I put out for all these years. I could go after him. And the smash speaks out, even if the Shver is an usher. Doesn't make a difference. The Dafka like a Chacha Nasu Shematana. Dafka is not Chacha Gay Shematana. Vech Mucha Nasu Shematana. Vechacha Nafu Katata Benem. Chantavel Menu Pata. Let's say he gave him a Tana, then he got a fight with his son in law. He says, not pay for the last 2 years, you can't do it. Once you're Maicha, it's a Mechila. So this Nasivis and Ramah is Negea, many Alachas. I've just mentioned some of the marshals, which might be a Chiddush to some of you. And it might be a bonus to some of you making money who are in the business. Let's say, for instance, a doctor. You have a doctor. You come, you meet him in the street. You come, I have a bad rash. You meet him in the street. You're not in his office. He says, doctor, I have a bad rash. What do I do with this rash? So he takes a look. He pulls up his shirt. Looks at the rash or in the shoe. He takes a look at it. And he says, you put on this and this ointment. 3 days later, you get a bill in the mail. Well, he charged $100. Sends a bill for $100. Or another case. You see a lawyer. You want to have some answers what to do with a lawyer. You see your lawyer, and you start asking him a little answer. What I do with taxes, what I do with this, or CPA. You ask him some answers. He has a right to send him, according to the Chumas HaDeshen, and according to the Nesivis, have a right to charge him. It's like Achel with me, eat with me. You have a right to charge him. And he can't say, I don't want to pay. Unless the Kavana of the Reifer, or the Arach Din, the lawyer, was Tchili had a mind to be Michael. Then he can say, very money. But if he didn't say anything, and he didn't have a mind to be Michael, the lawyer has the right to send you a bill for $1,000. The doctor sent you a bill for $100, whatever, he has the right to send you a bill. Because he was not Michael. Or another case, which comes out in Dinteris. This is a case that deterred happened in a different city. And they were right. They came, someone is a builder. He's building a house. He ran into some difficulties. So he met another cobbler, another builder, and he asked them answers on the project. And constantly was calling him back and forth and so on. At the end of the project, the one who was calling up for answers sent him a bill of $10,000. They went in the tire, and the tire said he's clear to pay. Why? Because this is Nesivis. We're saying over here. Nesivis, Shumas HaDeshen. As long as he didn't have a mind to be Michael, he gave you some extra advice. You know, you go to anyone, what did he mean, sit in his office or you need to talk to him on the phone? He gave advice, he wasn't Michael, he has a right to send you a bill. Well, Yashiv has an interesting Shaila, he has a tshuva, in Kervitz Tshuvas, in Chelgal Sim Reish Hei, he has a Shaila like this, interesting Shaila. The same thing we're talking to now. Someone in a chutz la'aretz wants to buy a kever in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to buy a kever. So, he's in chutz la'aretz. So he has a friend of his in Eretz Yisrael who can go speak. He knows who to speak to. He lives in chutz la'aretz. He doesn't even know who to contact. But he calls a friend of his who has contacts. If he can speak to a chavakdish, he'll buy a kever. So, he goes, speaks to a number of people, find out which is the best place, he can talk back and forth on the telephone. But he wants something, the charger for Keva. Let's say, I'm just make up an amount. $10,000 for Keva. Halavai. Okay, $20,000. Okay, $20,000 for Keva, okay? $20,000 for Keva. But he wants to take, he's doing work over here, he wants to get some shatronis over here, putting together a deal. He wants $1,000 for his work, for his doing time. But it's possible that the friend who calls him up, no, he's taking 21. So he's allowed to inflate the price. Instead of keeping 20, let me 21, and then he works out with the Chavik Disha. Chavik Disha will give him $1,000. What do they care? Can he do such a thing like that? So someone asked the Simon Asher, so he wrote a tshuva on it. He said like this, that if, he says you're allowed to do it, he says. You're allowed to curb the schum with the avach, with the Chavik Disha is making. So he says it's so like this. If it's not a shor, it's for the kaina to Chavik Disha. He doesn't know who to contact. He's a chutzlat. He doesn't know who to contact. Only through using this person, then he's allowed to hide the price and be kail in the schum.
How much?
Whatever.
Is there a shot?
Huh? He says he doesn't have to disclose it. He can put in the price. Take a look. Kaivitz Chulis, Helegal Simon Reshe. However, if he remembers, it's easy for him to find the Chavik Kedisha, to get a Kevra. And he really doesn't need this guy, he doesn't need this person to do it, then he has no right to hike up the price. So it comes out.
He has
to tell him then. Then he has to tell him.
The guy has to agree then.
He has to agree then, right. Yeah, he has to agree then. Yes. Okay. Whatever he charges. If let's say he could do it on his own. And the guy still wants to take price, he has to let him know. Listen, I'm taking $1,000. I'm not being Michael. I'm taking it. He has to let him know. The case of actually, the guy felt uncomfortable. It's a friend of his. So he wants him to agree it. You could do it.
All right. So every time you call up the diet and we have to find our advice.
The community pays me, so it's different.
I'm federal community. Not for advice.
Huh?
Not for advice.
For everything. Lock, stock, and barrel.
What about Tasha's profession?
Huh? What
about
Tasha? Same thing. He asked me a good question. Someone calls you up unconscious. Your job is to answer. Is your job to answer? You can't charge. Huh? That's the riot. You can't get paid because you can ask on Shabbos. Right. Huh? You could ask because you don't get paid for it.
I think the Rav said you could charge.
All right. Okay. Another Shiloh.
Rabbi, if I take someone out to lunch and I have an amount that I think I'm going to pay for it, and then he orders a $100 steak, do I have to?
According to Rav, if you don't have Kavana to be Michael, according to Rav Chumas Hadashin, he's required to pay for it. If I take out someone for lunch,
I want to take him out for lunch. I'm telling you, I'm inviting him.
If you tell him,
today,
depends how you invite him.
Today's lunch, I want to take. Let's meet for lunch.
Yeah.
That means that
you're paying for it. Okay.
Yeah,
then I can have it. Such a case. If it's mocha, if that's the das olam, if that, huh? If it's a stam das, when you invite someone and take someone out for lunch, you pay the bill, then economic, then you don't have to pay them. But if it's not that like that, then he has the right to charge him. Alright. 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 Another case. What's the din? One more case. What's the din if the Malva says he's Michael? If Malva says that he's lending him money, and he tells him that if you forget about it, I'm Michael. He gives him $5. He asks him to lend me $5. He says, if you forget to pay it, I'm Michael you. If it's such a tonight helps. And if it's, and it's does it depend amount of money or not? $5, $1,000. Does it depend or not? So the price is going to speak out like this, that it's Nasha V'chila Tanai. Kozman, he doesn't forget, if the Leiva doesn't forget, he owes the money. The only Tanai was if you forget. But if the Leiva doesn't forget, he's required to pay. The V'chila was only if the Leiva forgets. That's like any Tanai helps. However, the price is going to speak out, it's only talking about Havois Ketanis. And then have $1, $5, maybe even $10. With derech, people forget such a thing. Small amounts they forget. And derech malva to meicha b'leiv shalom, so that the leiva should not be over as a gezel. But let's say to avoid gedolos that the malva is mitzapeh that they should get paid back. Well, let's say the guy's a poor person. It's even $10 is a lot of money. You know he's mitzapeh to get the money back, even though it's masna, and he says meicha forgets. It's still like a smachta. That he's not Meichel Blei Sholem. And he's a Tzapa that the Levi should not forget. And we paskin as smachtu like kanya, like it says in Chashim Mishpat and Chashim Mishpat and Simen Rei Zion. My teacher. Yeah, like it says in Rei Zion Sifu Zion, the Ramot that helps by mechila. And even according to the Rambam, the Mechaba, the Ramah says it helps Mechila. Even according to the Rambam, and Mechaba says Mechila helps by Smachta Kanya, still the Piskachuva quotes in the Yehuda that Smachta helps, that you need Mechila Bekinyan. So Mela, a big amount of money, then there's next to the Mechila, Kozman, they didn't make a Kinyan. Another Shaila. Interesting Shaila, but this comes up. What happens? This happens many times. There's a chluki days between the rabbis and the pile. They get an argument. How much you owe me? He says you owe me A. He says a certain amount. He says another amount. But let's say about more happens a taxi. If they go in a taxi in the shayrut in the taxi says they argue about the price. How much you have? How much they make up? One says one amount. One says another amount. So the balbayas. Or the taxi cab driver says, and gets you angry, if you say that, I don't want anything. Get out of the car, I don't want anything. You have to pay him out, he leaves. Is that Siddur Mechila? Mechila B'Tech Kas. Is that Siddur Mechila or not? You hear the Shaila? Is Mechila B'Tech Kas, is the help, is Siddur Mechila or not? And in since the Lima Mechila doesn't help, does he have to find who the taxi cab driver? He has to run after him, find out who he is. Or the Bailam. He has to go after the Balabas. So does the Ramah. The Ramah says, in Chashim Mishpat, says Sim Shilam Gimel. Let's stick on the Ramah. Ramah says that it's Derech Kas, Nechila, it's not Sinem Mechila. It's not part, he has to pay. And the Piskachuva brings down there in Sifkot Yudzayin, he brings down the Chsam Sefer, the Otos Mashma, like that also. And Sendik speaks out to Chashochen in Sifkot Lama Beis, that Mechila, the Derech Kas, not Sinem Mechila. And the same thing speaks out to Pesach Choshen and Nichas Avor and Perek Beis Sifkot Perek Chas Avor Perek Beis and it brings down Shuvas Marit that holds like that also that the person has to be Merech Olam Tach Nachas V'Yishev Adas if not Sim Machila. And the same thing speaks out Shuvas Masham in Chayla Gimel the end of Sim Laman Aleph the El Mechila Yinir HaChochot is Merech Baratzon Baratzon Atoiv. And if there's no echocha, it doesn't help a mechila without a kinyan, unless he makes a kinyan. And the same thing speaks out to Shabina Rav. Shabina Rav and David Mesharim and Chayil Bey Simla Meches. He says that, but he's ma'isif. The Shabina Rav is ma'isif. He says like this, that if there's an umdana, that is a scavenger to the ma'ichal helps then. So maybe in our case over here, with the case with the taxi cab driver, or the worker, working for somebody, in our case, there's no umdreis and schavti marchab shalom. So mela, it's not sinem mechila, and the pearl has to go find the balabas and pay him the money, or the one who traveled in a taxi, he has to find that taxi cab driver. Well, what happened? Let me just finish.
What if the taxi driver hands him the luggage and says, get out of here, is that a kinyan?
He's giving back his chayv chaytim.
No, but there's a kinyan. He says, King X him out or leave. And the taxi driver gives him the luggage and says, leave.
Huh?
Is that a kinyan to be marshaled?
I don't think so. Yeah, but they don't try. They still take some money. They still take some money from you. Well, let me finish. However, if let's say now we said the mechila is not a mechila, mechila b'katz not sin mechila, has to be b'leiv shalom. So now where you have to go find him? The taxi. I can understand the pile works for Balbus. She knows the Balbus with him 4 years. So go talk with him and make up with him and work something out with him. However, by taxi guy, the first time you see him. And probably the last time you see him, what do you do there? So first you have to try to find him. However, the Siva speaks to the Sivas and Kuk Dalit. And Sif Kanal says, even if the Malva forgot and wasn't Taveya, the legs were clear to pay him. So he also is clear to pay. However, we pass it also that the Leiva is not clear to run after the Malva. and to spend money at Tzaytzaytz, get investigated, whoever it is. You're not mechayv to do that, to pay his chai back, to give to him. So if you can't find it, you can't find to pay him, then the din is an Eitza that's mentioned in Chashim Mishpat and Simen Shinzam of all the days. As Yashu by Tzachar Abim, give money to a mikvah, give money for a chayv that a mikvah is a good case. Something that the kehila uses it. If you can't pay your own money, and you can't pay, find a person to pay it. You ask for a Tzachar Abim, so you give it to a mikvah or some type of kehila shafin. Some like the kehila fund. A chesed fund, it's a kehillah, it helps everyone in the kehillah. In such a case, you could be yaitu to pay back if you can't find the taxi cab driver.
Yes,
Gerav, then. Yes, Gerav, what you should do, exactly.
Question?
Yes.
What if someone lends money to someone and for 25 years he still hasn't gotten paid?
Yeah.
So he's Michael, but that's just a belay shalom. I'm never going to get paid, I'm going to be Michael. Is that called?
Ask me belay shalom. Ask me belay shalom. Okay, share's over.